This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri has one of the highest incarceration rates in the country, and not all of these inmates are held in prisons close to home. Family members may have to drive hours to visit their loved ones, which can be a financial burden. One St. Louis nonprofit is working to help families stay connected by providing free transportation. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon rode along with them on one of their trips.
A cherry red bus sits idling by the curb on a Sunday morning in St. Louis as more than two dozen people pile on, hefting backpacks and baby carriers.
All right, y'all, here we go.
All right, we're getting them moving on now.
The bus is on its way to the women's prison in Vandalia, about 2 hours northwest of St. Louis. The riders range in age from newborns to grandparents and include a number of families. James White has been taking his three kids to visit their mom, Michelle, every month for the past 7 years. Unlike many of the people on the bus, he has a car, but he says riding together helps make the visits a little less stressful.
You know, it's a battle when you do it by yourself, but when you got somebody else that's more than one or two or three and they're there, we're not by ourselves with this, you know what I'm saying? We as a group.
For more than two decades, the St. Louis nonprofit Let's Start has offered free trips to the prison, and over time, a community has developed. White says everyone on the bus understands what he's going through, and they feel like family to him.
Because everybody get to know everybody. You know, like Cheers, everybody know. And that's how it is in here. Everybody on that bus know everybody.
His kids talk on the phone with their mom every day, but it's not the same as physically being together. 14-year-old Tia White looks forward to these visits because they help her feel closer to her mom.
Like, I have my outfit ready before it's even time to go that weekend. Then I have my little cute shirt and then shoes and stuff, clean my shoes. Gotta go see my mom and get all pretty and stuff.
Tia White and her family are among the first off the bus when it arrives at the prison. After waiting in line in the lobby, they slip off their shoes and coats and walk through a metal detector, one by one. On the other side of two heavy metal doors, their mom, Michelle Hickman, is waiting. After a round of hugs, they sit at a table near a sunny window, playing games and eating vending machine snacks. At one point, Tia and her younger sister, Jamia, get up to show their mom a new dance. Hickman has watched her kids grow from toddlers to teenagers in this visiting room. She says their time together goes by so quickly, and every minute is precious.
We try to make these like little 3 hours that we get here the best 3 hours, you know. So to just see them once a month is like super hard, seeing them grow up like this.
Hickman has about 5 more years in prison. She says it hurts every time her family leaves, but she feels lucky that her kids want to see her and have a relationship.
I asked my kids repeatedly, if you want to be mad at me for not being there, it's okay. Why would we be mad at you, Mom? We still have you. Just knowing how the kids also look forward to coming seeing me makes me feel like not such a bad mom.
That's exactly the point, says organizer Tony Jordan.
That role is so vital to a mother, grandmother, or sister, whoever that woman is incarcerated. That keeps that connection. That keeps the bond that I'm not lost. You forget who I am or when I come out that you don't know me.
Jordan would know. She served almost 3 years at the prison in Vandalia, and she says for the first year and a half, her family couldn't afford to visit her. Eventually, her family started renting a car to drive to the prison. She says those visits made her feel wanted, like she still had a place in their lives.
Even for that 3-4 hours, it was the time of my life. Can't nothing, no event, I believe, take that place of me having that moment to be able to spend with my family. Every woman, anybody in prison needs to know I'm supported on the outside.
Back on the bus, the mood is subdued. It's dark now. The riders slump against the windows and pull their jackets over their eyes. But James White is wide awake. For him, the ride home is the worst part.
It makes you cry. It hurts because you're leaving your loved one behind that you really love. And if you forgive him, society should too.
In a few weeks, he'll make that trip again and again, every month until his wife comes home. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.
To learn more about the bus program and see photos, visit our website, stlpublicradio.org.